Why are you running for mayor of Muskegon?
The main reason I'm running for Muskegon is we have a lack of voter participation in the city. We have 24,000 registered voters and basically like 2,000 go out to vote. I'm from the inner city part of Muskegon. And so when I go to the store, local stores, and to see the expressions on the kids' faces and the young adults when I tell them I'm running for mayor and they see my signs, you know, they have this look like, you're not running for mayor. You can't run for mayor. You know, after speaking to them and I talk to them, they understand that you can do this as well. I'm just trying to show people that, I mean, you can get up here, you can make a difference, you can make a change, because we need a change in Muskegon.
So if elected in November, what can the city of Muskegon expect under your leadership?
Under my leadership, the city of Muskegon can expect to see a mayor that's out in the public. I'm not going to be hiding anywhere. I plan on bringing city commission meetings to the neighborhoods. I want to be in the community. I don't want to be one of those people where I only go on one side of my town. My whole thing is I want to be out here. I want to be accessible. I want the public to be able to reach me whenever they need to. When you have a problem, a complaint you can't get taken care of, I should be the one that should be able to help you out with that.
While Muskegon is undergoing a major revitalization and there's all of this excitement and positivity, what challenges do you think the city still faces, and how do you plan on facing those challenges if elected?
With all the changes that's going on with the growth and development, it's good for a part of Muskegon, but for the rest of us, it's still a divisive town. And so Muskegon is basically, they're working on one side and they're forgetting about the poorer side, I should say. I think what Muskegon is also missing the boat on a lot of things, like when it comes to like Fruitport Township, they are revitalizing at a quicker pace and getting more stuff in and being more stable with the tax income that they're getting from the companies that's coming in, because Muskegon passed on those because Muskegon wants to be the, let's build new houses, let's build new townhouses, let's do things of this nature. And they're missing the big picture when we have Lake Michigan in our background. And that is just nothing but profit. And there's no reason that we as Muskegon should be like number two to Grand Haven. We have a better coastline. We have a better beachfront. We have everything that's just so much better except for our leadership that we have.
Will Springstead, you are running for mayor in the city of Muskegon. Thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.